I think I just got to a point where I thought it's time to empower myself and trust in that. Because there were ideas being thrown around that I'm like, oh no, this isn't, oh, this is so far off of me. So yeah, I had a real realization, and it was quite an emotional thing too, because it felt like a weird sort of like a breakup. Like, you know, we've had a really good road, but I don't want this in the same way anymore. And it felt more, that was the hardest thing to do, because I don't like upsetting people, and we've built friendships over the years, which I hope still remain, and I'm sure they will. But it was that was harder than the actual decision, which told me everything. And do you know what? Some of this is your fault.
Thank you for coming, Rochelle. We've
Can
had a Grown Up Pod podcast.
Actually,
I would like to
it?
Thank you
I'm
for coming.
I'm just looking around the room because you said something. Uh-oh. And I think you...
Don't listen to what I say.
No, I did. I watched you talking, and you'd said, you'd met someone. You met Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Or you spoke to... I can't
51%.
Remember. 51%. That. And I was like, this is it. And I literally the next day, I called them the next day. So it's actually sort of your fault.
So the context on that is when I saw me and Obama both spoke on the same stage in Sao Paulo a couple of years back in Brazil. And one of the things he talked about on stage was when he had to make the decision whether to take out Osama bin Laden or not, they didn't have all the information. They have like tip-offs and they have little snippets of information that suggest bin Laden is hiding in that complex in Pakistan, but they never know 100%. And there's lives at risk. He's sending in 20 or 40 American soldiers to fly into Pakistan at night in these helicopters. And if they get caught, if they get shot down, then he's going to have to, you know, sit with that for the rest of his life. Oof. But he says, when you're the president of the United States and you have these huge decisions to make, you're never going to get to 100% certainty. So what he did, which I really do believe in, is once you get to like 51% certainty on your decision, then make it and be at peace that you did the best with the information you had. Mm-hmm. Because so many people, and this is kind of what he didn't say, but what I took from it is what ends up happening is the procrastination of the decision ends up costing you more in the long term than actually just making the decision and finding out if you're right or wrong. Because like, it's the same in business. If I'm thinking about something, but I'm not entirely sure, but I suspect it's the right thing, I should just go ahead and make the decision and then find out, hopefully in the next couple of months, whether I was right. If I was wrong, I can actually just reverse the decision again. But a lot of people spend like years remunerating over these like relationship decisions or work decisions or professional decisions. They cost themselves 10 years, which does more damage than the decision itself at 51% would have done.
Exactly that.
So,
and yeah. I honestly, it was like I listened to that at the best time. Then the next day I did it.
Amazing.
And I honestly felt the reason that I knew as soon as I'd done it, that I knew it was right. Well, I knew anyway, but the reassurance I had is I felt the emotional side of it, I hated. I hated, you know, the phone call and the meeting and the, you know, letting people, feeling like I've let somebody down and in the sense of upsetting them because they would have probably liked to have continued working together. So I felt, I don't want to upset anyone. It's not bad blood. It's just making a decision that I need to make for myself. And I felt shitty, first of all, because I felt like, oh God, do you think they're really upset? Do you think? But that's all I felt. Everything else, I felt like I had just had a massage and a weight was off my shoulders and I was like, okay, right, now we go.
Isn't it funny how we always know? We always know.
I was ready. I felt like I needed to celebrate. The only thing I felt bad about was potentially upsetting somebody. But everything else was right. Everything else, there was like, I felt like, oh, thank goodness I've done that.